For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon. Nearly 1,100 homes and more than 20 businesses were destroyed by the recent car fire in Shasta County. Atop the emotional and financial strain of the losses, some are finding obstacles they weren't expecting. NSPR's Mark Albert spoke with California Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones about recovery, consumer rights, and being properly prepared. Mark began the conversation by asking the commissioner if issues were emerging in Shasta County.
Emerging issues in the area devastated by the car fire are similar to those we saw in 2017. People are beginning to make their insurance claims, are beginning to talk to the insurers about recovering insurance proceeds for their personal stuff. One of the points of conflict is always the inventory that insurers require people to fill out.
Commissioner Jones, are there areas in California that insurers are just refusing to underwrite new policies?
For some homes in some areas, some insurers are deciding the risk is too much for them and they're declining to write. Thankfully, there is an insurer of last resort. You can get insurance through something called the FAIR plan. So it's not a subsidized product, but it does make fire insurance available. The premium is going to be higher than a traditional homeowner's insurance policy because the FAIR plan is only writing those homes where the private market has concluded it's too risky to write insurance. I've made a series of recommendations to the legislature as to new laws that ought to be enacted to try to get ahead of this insurance availability and insurance affordability issue. One of those recommendations is that the models that the insurers are using ought to be filed with and approved by the Department of Insurance before they can be used. What we've discovered is that the fire risk models the insurers are using are leaving out the sorts of things that homeowners are doing to reduce the risk of fire consuming their home. Things like using roofing materials that are impervious to embers, protecting the eaves of the home from embers, or clearing defensible space around the home. These sorts of things are not being taken into account by the models, nor are community-wide efforts to mitigate fire risk. We encourage people to use our department's consumer service resources. We provide that resource free of charge before they hire someone to help them with their insurance claim. And I guess the last thing I would say is that any homeowner listening to this ought to contact their home insurer and ask them to give them a replacement cost estimate for the home. A lot of people misunderstand and think that they ought to insure to the market price of the home. No, you want to insure 10, 20, 30, 40% above the replacement cost. Why? Because in the case of a large disaster, not only do you want to make sure you have enough insurance to replace your home, but what we often see is that the demand for labor and demand for materials causes the price of those things to go up. So you want to have enough insurance coverage to cover that demand surge. So ask for a replacement cost estimate, go to a reputable contractor, have them give you an estimate of what it would cost to replace your home, and make sure that you insure to 125% or even as high as 150% of what it would cost to replace your home. If anyone has any kind of dispute with or question about their insurance or insurance company, they should just give us a call, 1-800-927-4357, and we're here to help.
California State Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, and thanks for covering this important story for your listeners.
That was NSPR's Mark Albert speaking with California Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones about fire recovery, consumer rights, and being properly prepared. For more information, head to mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon.